It's Wednesday, January 6th, and you're tuned in to the TNB Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And we're back with the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
There's nothing else to do.
Baby, it's 2021. Here we are.
6 days into the year.
Yeah, man. What a bright future. So many things to look forward to. What could go wrong? Goodbye, 2020. Hello to the future.
Just don't look at American news right now.
Ben. Why? What's wrong with America? What's wrong with our friends down south?
I just don't do it.
I thought they're having a cheerio old time.
It sounds like they're having a party in the Congress. I don't know what's going on, but
what's that? A party?
A party. It sounds like a party.
In the Congress.
In Congress.
The Senate?
Did you know that you could just walk into Congress and then steal the podium?
No way.
Yeah, they just let you do it. It's crazy.
Damn.
No repercussions.
That leniency.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's awesome. They must have changed their ways.
Yeah, of course.
After like previous like Black Lives Matter protests are like, you know, we could be probably a bit more nicer.
We could probably just like let them do stuff.
Yeah, and so that I like to see this change.
Yeah, it's
great.
This is the change we need.
Okay, good. In other news.
In other news.
COVID's still here.
Shit. God damn it.
That's where we're at in society. But guess what?
Give me the vaccine.
Yeah. We're back. Last week was the award show.
Yeah.
And I think we got some feedback from that. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I got messages here and there, you know, saying they enjoyed the lols and whatnot. Great.
Did they?
Great.
Or did we ruthlessly roast our listeners?
We're about to find out because we actually got one steamy email.
All right.
From one Joseph Hazel.
Oh, this boy. This person.
The man who abandoned anime.
I see. The traitor.
I see. Joseph Hazel writes in, subject line, roasted.
Damn straight.
Hey, TNAB. Joe Hazel here. We know. Well, I was promised a roasting at the beginning of your Listener 2020 Awards, and you made good on your word. Particularly in the category of never got around to it. I guess it was my fault for not explaining myself better. I had said I never got around to watching new anime seasons of shows I loved, such as ReZero, Food Wars, Haikyuu, Boku no Hero, Kaguya-sama, Snafu, etc. And the reason for that was that these shows were shows I had started with a friend in person before COVID, and we plan on still finishing them together once social gatherings are acceptable again.
Okay.
I watched plenty of other anime last year by my lonesome, including God of High School, ID Invaded, Cells at Work, Magia Record, Hunter Hunter, etc. In the spirit of camaraderie,
okay.
What was a show that was extra fun because you watched it with your friends? For me, Gurren Lagann, Food Wars, and Azuma Gadayo were all improved by having friends to laugh with. As a follow-up bonus question, has there been a time you've been ragged so much that it actually made you finally watch or play something? Vince can't use JoJo because it's been well documented and because he clearly hasn't seen enough of it yet to understand its magic.
Hell yeah, baby!
Loved your awards as always. Thanks for your lulls. So first of all, he clearly has three parts to this email. Let's start with the first one. So he's not watching it because he's watching it with friends.
Yeah.
I'm of two minds here.
Okay.
If you're watching it with a group of friends, it's okay to watch it on your own. Or, you know, have an online watch
really?
Party.
Really? You're the traitor.
I think it's okay to have an online watch party with your friends.
You're the one where it's like, oh, let's all get together to watch episode 6. And then you get there and the one friend is like, oh, I love this part. It's like, how do you know?
No. If you knew you guys can't do it because of social gatherings, I think it's fine. If it was a special lady that you guys were doing something like everything.
And you were watching the show.
Then I understand. I understand why you did it.
Okay.
Like, or why you didn't do it. Yeah. That I get more. But if it's just your bros and you're like, listen, I gotta watch this shit.
I got this thing, it's called Discord.
Yeah, like you guys can watch it together.
And it's I can stream it on the Discord.
But if you just said it was a girl, I would have totally let it slide.
Yeah.
But you didn't. So
you know what they say, hoes before bros.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. All right, Anthony, is there a show that you watched that was extra fun because you watched it with friends?
I think...
I'm sure you have lots of answers, though, because you have a group that you guys do marathons with all the time.
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely a lot of shows that, like, probably one of the best ones was Harvey Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
That was a show I probably never would have watched in completion on my own, but watching it with friends and, like, picking up on all these jokes and just laughing all together, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that we dedicate a day of the month every month in order to do just that. So there's definitely a lot of stuff that I would have enjoyed more. But I think maybe just for here, probably I would have to say Keys and Ivor. I think if it wasn't for the fact that we covered Keys and Ivor on the podcast, I probably would have dropped it maybe after episode 3 or 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that show ended up being very, very good. And I think one of Trigger's less recommended shows.
Okay.
And then also Promised Neverland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Promised Neverland is prime water cooler talk anime.
Yeah.
It is very, very good.
Yeah.
I had a funny story, though. My friend, she has two kids, and she was like, oh, let's watch some anime together. And she put on Promised Neverland with her kids.
Oh,
and her kids are like grade 1 and like grade 4.
Oh, no.
And she's like, the show started off so well, and then the ending came, and I was like, oh no, you showed them Promised Neverland. What have you done? Why did you do this? You're Japanese, you should have known.
Oh, man. You failed your child.
Yeah, and then apparently the whole night, she's like, Mom, I don't want to go to sleep because I don't want to be eaten. But yeah, Promised Neverland, it was just every episode is a cliffhanger, and every episode is just like, what the fuck is going to happen next?
Mm-hmm.
And even though it eventually turned out to be like, we're going to set up this impossible cliffhanger, but never deliver on it.
Yeah.
It was still fun to speculate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously, you can't use JoJo, but.
I'm not going to use JoJo.
So good.
But no, that's the second question.
Yeah.
A fun show that we watched as a group, or a show that was extra fun because we watched as a group, was this question. Let me think here. There's a lot, but I think. The one that was extra fun was in the early days of this podcast, 9 years ago. We back-to-back Gokaiger and Forze.
Oh, baby.
And that was so exciting.
Those were the...
Every week.
I'm telling you, that's peak tokusatsu.
Those are so exciting. And we did it for like a whole year.
Yeah.
Because that's right, it's like one episode...
A week. Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas specials and whatnot. Yeah, yeah.
Watch the movies.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Man, I can't believe those two shows aired in the same year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's peak tokusatsu.
But I think it's tough to say, though, because I think they definitely have a certain audience. Because I know Forze isn't as well received.
Well, they're wrong. I don't know who's saying this, but they're wrong.
Because, like, I know for a lot of people, Forze was too much fun.
Oh, poor baby. My children's show was fun.
Too much about friendship.
Oh, don't say the F word, dude. It's a family podcast. What the fuck? Tell me there's friend, like, friend, the F, there's that. Oh, I can't even say it. It's so disgusting.
Man, I know.
A children's television show?
Everyone is out here being like, yo, there ain't no death. There ain't no...
Go fucking be an edgelord. Go watch the fucking lion bullshit, whatever it is. Yeah. What is that? Gao?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. So... Oh, you're talking about... Yeah, I forget what that shit's called.
What is that called?
I know, it's gonna bug me now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't know.
The one for edgy teenagers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Dude, there's two... How is that a complaint? That's what the whole franchise is built upon.
Because, you know, everyone's liking the darkness. Darkness of the fruit samurai.
There's... How can there...
The darkness.
I'm gonna channel my inner Thwomp. No, that's such a bad take.
But it's not dark enough.
It's a children's television
show. It isn't dark enough. Anyways, his last part is, has there been a time you've been ragged so much you finally just ended up watching a show?
Never. Yeah. I think one of them was... I definitely have been told enough good things to where I watched a show, like The Walking Dead. Like, you guys talked about it, and it was like, just get past the farm arc. It's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
And I did, and it's a good show. And for, I think, the 4 or 5 seasons I watched.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Okay.
But I don't think I've ever been, like, ragged into watching it or playing anything.
No.
That's usually, like, if anything, if someone's like, oh, you should play it, you're dumb, or, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It makes me want to watch it less.
Oh, interesting.
Where I'm just like,
interesting.
Fuck you. Now I'm extra not going to watch it.
Mm.
Because I think one of those was Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And my coworkers always be like, you have to watch Game of Thrones. How are you not caught up on, like, the biggest television event of the year and all this stuff? Like, do it. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I just extra didn't want to watch it. And I was just like, all right, this is annoying.
Because you don't want to be part of the fun?
Huh?
Because you don't want to be part of the fun?
It's one of those things where, like...
How can you say that?
Yeah.
But then you're going to turn around and be like, but I'm going to do it to other people for JoJo.
The difference there.
No, JoJo's not good.
The difference there.
No.
That you didn't have a choice. There was no way for you to back out of it. Right? If I was trying to convince you to watch JoJo, I would have taken a roundabout way.
Wouldn't work.
Of doing it.
Wouldn't have worked.
But this one, you were like, let's do Anime Club. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's do Anime Club. I got just the show for you. And you're like, fuck, oh god damn it. I didn't check the releases.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't think JoJo counts for me because I was forced. It was not like I watched on my own volition. So
at gunpoint.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a show, but I have a movie that I ended up watching because I was like, fuck. Everyone talks about this, especially in the circles that I peruse around in.
Alright.
And Star Wars.
Yeah. You definitely...
I didn't come to Star Wars until this decade. Or after the aughts.
I think it was like...
Like, I was on this show.
Mid-2010s, you got into Star Wars. Like
2012, 2013.
Yeah, and you got in hard.
Yeah.
And then you just never could escape.
I was like, yo, Star Wars is sick.
Star Wars is bad.
Star Wars is awesome.
Know what I have on my PC? I ripped the VHS copies of the original trilogy.
Why? You don't like Star Wars?
Because the original... Or for my friend. I did it for
my
friend.
Oh, okay. I was like, why?
But the original trilogy on VHS still has all the original special effects.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like dog shit. And it's great.
Yeah. Original Star Wars is good. It's good.
It's not bad.
It's all right.
It's not bad.
It's pretty cool.
It's no Fast and the Furious franchise, but...
It's better.
What are you talking about? This one... Fast and Furious has 9 movies.
What, Star Wars doesn't?
No, it has 6 movies.
No, it has 9 movies. It has
6 movies. Those are offshoots. Doesn't matter. I'm not counting Hobbs and Shaw in my 10
And I'm not counting Solo. I'm counting episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wait. Oh, yeah, no. I already forgot about the new trilogy. Oh, no. I forgot about the
new
trilogy. Wow, that trilogy was bad.
No, that trilogy was the best.
That trilogy was bad.
That was the best.
Even by Star Wars standards.
The Last Jedi is the best Star Wars movie.
Whoa. Whoa. I can't get... Even as a non-Star Wars fan, I can't get by that. Wait,
which one do you think is The Last Jedi?
Which one?
Which one of the new three?
The first one.
No.
Is it the second one?
It's the second one.
Is that the one where they're stuck on the island?
What do you mean?
Where she like, this knife has done terrible things, and then she Jedi lifts an X-Wing out of the ocean. Is that the second one?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. The one where...
Empire Strikes Back is the best one.
No. No. Of course you take the popular opinion.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's the best one.
Ugh, gross. Get out of here. Okay. Thank you for writing in, Joseph Hazel. Go watch anime. Hurry up.
Yeah, hurry up. Watch all your anime.
Like, come on, stop.
The Boys. TM.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, absolutely. Picks of the week. What do you got?
I got a bunch. I got a couple. They're all pretty short. One is the Stalker team have released a in-engine gameplay teaser.
They sure have.
It's a minute long. They showed a bunch of effects. They got... lightning and wind.
Yep.
Trees falling over. It looks like a Stalker game, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's Stalker. They released on New Year's Day. So
okay.
It looks good. I want more like actual gameplay though, but it's cool to see the in-engine stuff because it looks really good.
Okay.
The Hades team,
Hades,
Supergiant Games, they have released on YouTube a 12-hour Yule Log video.
They did.
It's 4K Yule Log, but in Hades art.
Sure is.
So you can do that if you want.
Wow.
Exciting news.
Look at me, so excited
for Yule Logs.
It's not even the time of year anymore. Get out of here.
But it was cool. I want to... whatever. There was an interesting article on Kotaku talking about the time Xbox executives tried to buy Nintendo.
Oh, I saw this, yeah.
And the outcome was that they were laughed at for an hour by Nintendo executives.
Wow. That's the Japanese way, apparently.
Yeah, you should definitely read this Kotaku article. It's called Former Xbox Executives Say Nintendo Laughed Their Asses Off.
Yeah.
It's just a funny little like gaming history snippet.
Yeah.
But
to be fair.
Yeah.
Microsoft back at that time. I would have laughed at them too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's yeah, like I understand you have the capital, but you,
yeah. It's cool. Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? You're nothing in this industry. Yeah. You're trying to make everything multi-platform so you can stay relevant. Yeah. Go home. Meanwhile, we're out here selling 10-year-old Mario games at full price.
Yes,
still. Who cares? After that, Nier Automata 3 years ago was released.
Yeah.
I think it won our game of the year that year.
Did it win our game?
I don't remember.
I know 2B won.
2B definitely won.
2B won. I can't believe 2B won best of the year.
I can't believe she won best waifu.
Yeah,
that was waifu awards.
2B is 2B.
She's ultimate. She's the ultimate waifu.
Yeah.
It turns out there was one more code. There was one more secret to be found.
There was.
In Nier Automata.
It's a good one.
And a YouTube guy going by Lance, he found, by reverse engineering code, like hex editors and everything, like hundreds of hours, he found that if you go and beat the final boss, the first boss of the game, go to these six barrels, you go in between them, and you input a code, it will skip you three endings past the credits to the final scene of the game.
Yeah.
Yoko Taro came out on Twitter and said it took 3 years and 1 month for someone to find this, and you finally found it. So it is a real code. It turns out that the code maps out the platinum logo on the controller.
Yep.
And the code is while holding down R2, you're going to press up, down, up, right, left, square, circle, triangle, cross. And if you keep 2B within this area, you will just beat the game after beating the first boss.
Oh.
This is definitely something Yoko Taro would have put in there. But Lance McDonald's, good for you. You found it. If you're interested in this kind of stuff, check out his video called Discovering Nier Automata's Final Secret.
Yeah.
And this code basically destroyed any speedrunning community that this game had. Because now the any percent run is...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Do the code.
Yeah.
How fast can you do the code?
Yeah.
But hopefully it becomes one of those things where it's like when people speedrun the original Mario Bros.
Yeah.
Where it's, okay, I beat you by a microsecond. Like, oh, like I beat you by a millisecond. I have the world record now. Fuck! Like, I hope it becomes that kind of a
speedrun. Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I have is kind of a sad one. On the final day of the year, it was announced that Daniel Dummel, who also goes by MF Doom as the rapper, died on October 31st. And it was just publicly released now. They didn't give any reasoning for, or not reasoning, but cause of death.
Yeah.
But they just said he died on Halloween. And this is really big news in the music scene because MF Doom is... Basically, he's every hipster's favorite rapper. There is a very famous, or maybe infamous, I don't know. It's a pretty good YouTube video. It's called Your Rapper's Favorite Rapper.
Oh.
And it's all about MF Doom and about how MF Doom's lyrics and style basically influence every single big rapper you hear today, from Drake to Childish Gambino to more indie people like JPEG Mafia or Joey Badass and stuff like that. And he's a huge, huge, huge influence in the rap community. So it's a huge loss for the music scene. So it's kind of unfortunate.
Is it a loss for, like, which music scene?
The rap scene.
But, like, the commercial music scene?
Not the commercial music scene.
No. Okay.
No.
I mean, that always gets me, like, yeah, to be the king of the hipsters. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I understand, like, oh, yeah, you got all your cred.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, watch all these kids just, like, outdo you everywhere.
And that's the thing, too. It's like,
Yeah, I credited him. So what?
Yeah, you outdid him financially.
Yeah.
But like his records go down in history, like, and like have longevity more so than like.
But do they?
The Drake record.
But do they?
In the music scene, yeah.
Like for people who like know music, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like when, it's like Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson does something, right?
I would say, I don't know about Michael Jackson. Like, Michael Jackson's, like, a phenomenon.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Isn't that, like, technically what you are striving for? Like,
that's what you want. Yeah.
But, like, so to be the one...
But to be a queen, to be a Michael Michael Jackson, that's kind of, like, that's the strive. But, like, when I think... What I compared to now is, like, okay, these Britney Spears albums came out around the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are going out to buy Britney Spears albums, like, generations beyond. Right, they're going out to buy the Queen albums, the thing, and like they can be retroactively good.
Yeah.
Right, or just other media. Like, what was it? Yeah. JoJo brought back Yes Roundabout.
Yeah.
And like it went to like number one in the iTunes chart or
whatever. Yes.
Because
it's
a lasting song.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
It is sad. It is sad.
Yeah, you should check out that YouTube video and his one album Mad Villainy. It's like it's usually regarded by like. Rappers is like one of the greatest rap albums of all time, so
sounds good.
Check it out. Those are my picks.
Cool.
That's basically what happened in the last 2 weeks.
I think I have one pick, but unfortunately it's tomorrow.
Oh no.
It's for it, like it always is. January 7th, the Nintendo Direct for Monster Hunter Rise.
Hell yeah.
We will talk about it next week.
We will.
Okay. I don't know what's gonna be shown, but I am excited to see.
Boys and girls, just keep in mind tomorrow Monster Hunter is gonna be Game of the Year.
Oh shit, it might. Yeah, that's right.
Came out in March.
Yeah, I forgot about
started
that.
Started the show.
It definitely has potential. It has the potential.
Given our previous track record of Monster Hunter games being released.
Yeah, it has that potential. Okay, cool. That was my only pick this week. I didn't really have anything else to talk about. Like, I haven't really been paying attention to anything, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
Dude. Yeah, a holiday break. I kind of just... did my own shit.
Yeah. That's fair. You got this sweet pink PC now.
Speaking of which, over the holidays, I was threatening to build a PC.
You did it.
Well, I did it.
Punk
suckers. And it was fun.
Yo, you're running a custom loop on that bitch? What's going on?
No.
Ooh.
No.
Oof. Yo, you keeping your CPU under 50 degrees Celsius?
Yes, it's at 30.
Ooh, no.
Same with my GPU.
Okay.
Fans aren't even running, boy.
Just ambient temperature.
That's how cool bitch. It is in the basement. Yeah, no. So I've been doing a lot of research, right, since like October and stuff. Because I'm like, yeah, I think I want to hop into that PC realm. I think there's two things. When NVIDIA announced those really cheap, affordable cards that do everything.
Yep. Remember that super expensive 2000 series we had? Fuck that.
Yeah. How about we just give you the same card, a little bit better, but way more affordable?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But the other thing that really like pushed me over the edge was like I couldn't get a PlayStation.
Fair.
Right? I couldn't get a PlayStation. And like,
so why not spend triple?
Well, because I could have spent triple on a PlayStation.
Okay.
Or I could, and then I was like, well, if I'm going to overpay for a PlayStation, why not just overpay and get a PC?
Fair enough.
That's what I did. So throughout October and November and December, I was doing a lot of research on the side. And get this, Christmas Eve, like my I wasn't gonna build anything until I got a graphics card, because I knew like I want, like, that was it. Like, if I didn't have the graphics card, there'd be no point,
because they're super hard to find.
Exactly. Like, the process, I really wanted a certain processor, but if I couldn't get it, it's okay, there's substitutes. Yeah. But the graphics card is basically where everything hinged on. Like, if I couldn't get one, mm-hmm. then whatever.
Fair enough.
So, here in Canada, we have a store called Canada Computers, and they let you see stock online for all the stores, all locations. It was Christmas Eve, and I think, what were we doing? I went to go pick up my girlfriend, because she was coming over for dinner.
Okay.
But before we came back, she's like, how about you just, we're at her house, she's like, just check the store. See who has something.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Let's just go in.
Let's go see. Or just go online. I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, I think this store has it. And then I'm like, but can you buy it online and pick up in store? I'm like, I don't know.
Let's see.
Let's try. And then it's like, I bought it, but there was no confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing. So it's Christmas Eve, right? And I'm like, okay, I guess we better get going, because it's like an hour drive back to my place, mm-hmm. and we have to make dinner. And as we're about to set off, we're driving, but I stopped at McDonald's to get a coffee. I get a call, and it's like, hello, Vince, your NVIDIA 3070 is ready to be picked up. And I was like, oh, shit. And it was like a Christmas miracle. I got my graphics card, and it was sick. And then unboxing happened, and I'm like, now I could buy everything else. And I built it. And, you know, it's been a while since I've done this, but it turned out all right. I had no major issues. All my parts worked. Relatively easy and straightforward. I would say, like, if you're listening to this and you're like in the same boat, my only piece of advice would be, like, just, you will thank yourself. Even if you spend an hour more time doing more research just to save 10 minutes during assembly,
mm-hmm.
it's worth it.
Okay.
Like, because you can never, I guess, learn too much or understand what you're getting. The only thing about buying all your components on sale on like Boxing Day is any other multi-component assembly or device, like a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all the things and pieces will fit together, but will they work in 100% unison? That's up for gamble. And I only say that because, like, I specifically bought a whole bunch of lights and, like, RGB for my computer. And I didn't realize all the different manufacturers ran different SDKs to run their lights.
Of course they did.
And that's something, like, I completely overlooked. I also overlooked the fact of the case I bought. I kind of just bought what was on sale and had the best airflow.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, going back, I probably wouldn't have saved any money,
mm-hmm.
but I would have just bought the components that all had the same lighting scenario, just so I could run one software to run them all. And I would have gotten the case that I probably would have wanted, so I could have USB-C front mounts or whatnot, yeah. right? Just things like that. So it's like I said, if you do more research, yeah. But it was cool. Is it cool to be able to put it together? I assembled it with my girlfriend. She actually did most of it. I didn't really touch much of it.
Okay.
Like, she came over, like, she has no idea how to build one, mm. but I was like, let's see how good my instructions are.
Yeah.
And so
Lego.
Yeah, I was like, you set the processor, you can put the paste on, you screw in the cooler. The only thing I did was any of the wiring.
Okay.
So, like, when it came to, like, just making sure all the connectors went up to the board and hiding the cables properly and deciding where I want to run things.
Did she make sure she shaved off all the metal tabs on the CPU?
No, she did not. She did not. She put this. No. But she did put in the GPU. And she's like, "Are you sure this goes in here? Why is it too big?" I'm like, "Well,
there's so many jokes. So many jokes."
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's good. Now I'm on the PC world, and not being on Mac for so long and going back to Windows, I think that. It's weird. Like, I use Windows every day for work, but I don't really immerse myself in it. Like, I just use it because I have to. But Windows is pretty good when you have everything all in unison and in sync. It's pretty good. I have no issues. It's a fun little thing, and it's cool that there's an Xbox app.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you basically just always have an Xbox. So I bought an Xbox controller, works seamlessly. Like, I was amazed that you just turn on the Xbox controller and it just works.
It just works. Like, yeah. That's why I bought that dongle, because yeah. I have the Xbox One controller.
Yeah.
And that one, you need the dongle for it to have the same amount of functionality. But this one's just like, Connect to Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Everything works.
Yeah, so yeah, I bought the Xbox Series controller, mm-hmm. and it's just like, boom, done. And I was like, wow, okay, it all works.
You didn't buy the Elite controller, though?
No, I did not. I did not.
Disappointed.
But I did get, you know, I kind of went all in on this whole thing. Like, I got a screen, I got keyboard, mouse, all the peripherals. Like, I went all the way. But the nice thing is, I guess I have to thank COVID. One.
Thanks, COVID.
Because we're all working from home, my company's benefits plan readjusted, and they allowed for a lot more items you can claim for your basically your work benefits.
Like a computer.
And one of them just said personal computer. And so, yeah, like, for context, like, my PC, just the PC, mm-hmm. costs about, we'll say 2,000, so 1,500 American.
That's a good amount of money. It's a decent chunk of money.
3/4 of that I didn't pay. Nice. So, like, how could I not do it?
True. You should have got a 3090 at that point.
No, because the 3090 was 2,000 on its own.
Yeah, and then you could have paid. You were already prepared to spend $2,000. So by that logic.
Hold on. Yeah, but you're not including the price of all my peripherals and, like, my screen and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's sunk cost. That's different.
No, that's all part of it. I was doing it throughout the year. I knew that it was all going to be part of the situation.
Nah, it doesn't count. It's sunk cost. You can't think like that.
But anyways, I'm not done building it. There is one item that I want to add, and it's going to cost me anywhere from $35 to $70 and a lot of tedious know-how.
Okay.
I'm going to put a screen in the case.
Why?
I've seen people do it so they run like their thermals.
Yeah.
I literally just want a D.Va GIF.
Oh my god. Oh, disgusting. Where are you even going to put it? You got a mid tower.
Oh, I was also going to say, I put a D.Va toy inside my PC and you all the did? Colors.
I'm looking at
all
it.
The colors are pink and purple.
It's fallen. It fell awesome. Over.
No, that's she's doing like the side gunshot.
No,
thing.
No, she's sleeping.
You know why? Because I can't have her up right. Her head's too big.
Should have got a full tower.
Anyways, I'm gonna put a screen in here, and you're probably wondering where I'm gonna put it.
Yeah, where?
I'm gonna have it air mounted, somewhere.
Oh my god. The degeneracy is out of control.
But when you see it, you're going to be like, holy shit, he did it.
No, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, holy shit, he did it in the wrong case.
No.
Again,
no.
Get a full tower. No. Sell this shit, get a full tower.
No, why would I want a full tower?
So you could have a better screen. You got more real estate.
I don't want a better screen. I want a 3-inch screen.
No, it's not enough. You're going to look at it and you're going to be like, if only D.Va was bigger.
I like just need a screen to fill this pocket. If push comes to shove, I will cut out the housing out and I'll push the screen in there.
We'll see.
But yeah, I looked it up. It's about like the base. I didn't realize, but yeah, I guess if you have like a Raspberry Pi,
yeah.
You just buy those screens. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna buy that, not the Raspberry Pi. And it's actually really simple to do because they just come with built-in US HDMI connectors.
Does the power go straight to
the board?
It'll go straight to the board.
So it's a USB connection, but there's an adapter so that it can go straight to the board.
It's not like a Molex or anything?
Nope. It's okay. Like you just run off one of your USB headers.
Nice.
Your 2.0 headers, actually.
Nice.
So it's really easy to do. The hardest part is figuring how you want to mount it. And then, of course, running some custom software. But I figured the custom software part out already. The only thing is your computer detects it as a third monitor.
Oh.
So you just have to make sure you don't plug it in before you turn on a computer.
That's fair.
And at least the first couple times, because then it'll think that that's your main monitor, mm-hmm. and then you'll just have like a tiny
screen.
Yeah. But
so
yeah,
the real question now is what kind of D.Va GIF?
The D.Va bomb with the selfie.
It's not gonna be like. Listen, all I'm saying is that you can go maximum degeneracy.
Oh no!
And you can hire someone.
To create a custom D.Va
GIF. If you know what I'm saying.
No.
You know, custom.
No. The other item was, I was thinking, like, what if I just mount it right on top of the GPU? Like, flat.
Just get her making an agiofacer at this point. Just, like, who gives a shit? If you're gonna go that far, like, you're already there.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Just get her making the porn face.
Can't wait.
The belt
duffing face. I'm glad you approve.
Just go for it.
I'm glad.
I don't approve, but no amount of disapproval will like stop you.
Yeah, so. See, you can't keep your eyes off of the purple and pink case.
It's
mesmerizing.
I have to look this way.
It's mesmerizing. So,
I don't want to look at you. I can't look at you. That's gay.
Oh. I thought that was straight as fuck.
Yo,
here we go.
I can't look at another dude.
Okay, that's so gay. Obviously, I built a PC, so my gaming has now switched over to PC.
Yes.
I've restarted on Overwatch.
We played through Halo Reach.
That was fun. I wish I had a controller, but yeah. But being able to headshot people, the enemies in that game was fun. Playing PC games has been an adjustment. Like, the big thing is mouse and keyboard. It was a pretty quick move. I didn't struggle as much as I thought, but it was just getting used to using my pinky more was the tough part.
Do you find the competition in PC Overwatch to be more fierce than console?
No.
No?
I think it's about the same.
Okay.
You'll walk into people who are just real good.
Yeah.
And then people who are just real bad. So, all
right.
It's all the same to me. And then I tried some other games like Call of Duty Warzone, I'm sure you're going to talk about. Other stuff. Point is, I bought Cyberpunk 2077.
Okay. Wow. You make a girl? You make a boy? You make both?
No, I made a girl. Okay. I'm one hell. I really like how... I forgot that your character's name is V.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's so nice just to hear.
We.
V.
Yeah, it's like playing Metal Gear again.
Yeah, I guess so.
V has landed.
So Cyberpunk 2077, first off, you can start as like a country bumpkin, street kid, or a corpo, I think they're called.
Yeah, corpo.
Yeah, I picked the corpo.
Okay.
Shit's awesome. Until you lose your corpo status.
And you're like, no.
Yeah. I'm not very far into the game. Honestly, I just turned it on to see if I could, what my computer would run it at.
Fair.
Turns out.
Absolute maximum.
Ray tracing is tough on any system. So I have everything maxed and except for ray tracing. That's it. Ray tracing, I have to leave on medium.
Sucks.
If I don't, then it dips below 60 frames. Then I'm like, well, now it's unplayable.
You truly have become a part of the master race.
But the thing is, I actually, like, I pushed it, like, to 30.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I think the game actually looks better at 30. At 30.
I think there's a lot of games that look better at 30. I think only competitive games need that, like,
yeah. Like, when we're playing, like, Overwatch together, or we're playing Call of Duty, and it's, like, competitive.
Yeah,
it's
like awesome. 500 frames.
It is awesome to have, like, your awesome monitor with, like, the mega refresh rate.
Yeah, no lag, take off motion blur.
And it's great. But when I was playing Cyberpunk, and like I use the controller, right? So I'm not even using the keyboard.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, it actually does just feels like a better game running at like the cinematic 24 frames per second.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, maybe I just leave everything maxed and run it at 30.
On single player games, that's what I do.
Yeah, I'm like, because this might actually just be better.
Like, I crank it, and if it keeps it at 60, I'm like, okay, I'll just keep it. But if it's like, chugging, and it goes below 60, I'm like, it's still like 40 frames. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, so then I'm just like, huh. And this is kind of the experience I was going to get on like a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. But now I just have all the other goodies too. So. Yeah. Also, ray tracing is pretty cool when you see it in game.
Ray tracing is very cool.
I was like, whoa, that's a real reflection. Holy shit.
It's all dynamic.
I'm like, Jesus, that's
technology.
Damn.
Though I kind of do miss the days of like early reflections and shadows.
When they were like a separate image in there.
Not even that, but you could just turn them off.
Oh, yes.
Because I remember playing like Battlefield 2 on the PC. And people are just being like, how the fuck could you see me? I was hiding in the dark. I'm like, I just turned shadows off, bitch. Like, what are you, dummy? Using shadows in a multiplayer game? Why?
Yeah. That's true. But yeah, no, it's modern technology is cool. PC gaming is cool. But yeah, that's more or less like where my past 2 weeks have been. It's a combination of that and just... what do you call it? My girlfriend had been just trying to cook more.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to learn how to cook more.
Oh, I forgot the pasta sauce. My bad.
Oh, that's okay. So, yeah, just doing a lot of that. And it's been an experience. It's been an experience.
Like, a good experience?
Well, I don't think, like, the cooking itself is not really, like, the problem. Like, yeah, I'm slow. But, like, I have a feeling that'll come fine. My issue is not even actually, like, the prep or the cooking. It's the acquisition of ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, like, grocery shopping. Anyone can grocery shop. But, like, grocery shopping and knowing what you're getting and knowing if the sale price is a real sale price or if it's just, like, it's just average. Like, just, I just don't know enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can walk in to tell you if a toy's, like, on sale. If, like,
oh, 100%.
But, like, I can't tell you if, you know, four tomatoes for $1.30, if that's actually a good price.
I totally tell you that this 7-year-old DS game is being sold at lower aftermarket.
Yeah.
But I don't know if these bananas are on sale.
Yeah, like, it's wild. And it's like, just having to learn that has been the tough part. But yeah, that's been my cooking experience.
That's when you gotta outsource. That's when you outsource. That's when you get someone else to do that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, she knows all that stuff.
Yeah, then you don't need to learn it.
You're but, good. Like, I gotta know, too. It's like, because what if I need to do on my own? I can't always rely on someone.
Just buy it. Doesn't matter. And then, rich. You know what? You say afterwards? It's like, you didn't buy them on sale. And you know what you say? Shouldn't have let me do it.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, and then she'll learn her lesson.
I guess so.
I spent 50 cents extra on these tomatoes.
Damn. That's 50 cents we don't have anymore.
Damn, sir, that's the convenience factor.
Yeah, that could have been a house.
Could have been a house. Compounded interest, baby.
But yeah, no, that's more or less been it. I mean, obviously, we had the holidays and stuff, and, you know, that was fun.
Yeah.
You know, stuff happened. But yeah, that's more or less it. Hopefully I'll have more thoughts on Cyberpunk. I've literally just started. Like, I spent so long
creating your perfect redhead.
Kinda. And then realizing, I don't want this one.
That's fair.
Yeah, so, but, like, yeah. Game looks sick. So sick.
Okay. But, yeah. Nice.
That's me.
My week has been games, baby.
I think I said gay.
That too.
Oh.
Just games.
Okay.
I'll start with the single player stuff, and then I'll move on to the stuff we played together. I beat Yakuza.
Oh, like a dragon.
I beat like a dragon. I mentioned that in the awards show.
Did you become a dragon?
I definitely did become a dragon.
Oh, okay.
Let's say the torch was passed.
Oh.
And so this game has the... Just like a JRPG would have, has the bonus dungeons, the bonus optional dungeons.
And they are?
The final Millennium Tower. So Millennium Tower in the Yakuza franchise is like this big skyscraper building in the middle of Kamurocho.
Yes.
And basically, every game ends there. Like, for some reason, all the villains want to have the final fight at this tower.
I'm assuming it's at the top?
Yeah, always at the top.
Okay.
Or somewhere near the top.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Fair enough.
I think one of the games has you, like, just throwing millions of yen in briefcases off the top of the tower, and it literally rains money on the people of Tokyo. Yeah, it's... This tower loves to be the centerpiece to the game
ending. Okay, all right.
But after you beat it, they're like, okay, because you beat the game, we're going to see if you're a true gamer. And if you want, you can go through this bonus dungeon that we set up, where if you go through this final dungeon again, there's going to be harder enemies, new bosses, get really good items and stuff like that. So I went through it and I beat it, and I was like, cool, I beat the final dungeon. It was a little easier than I thought it was going to be. Like, I grinded out to level 99. So the thing with the Yakuza, that JRPG, is that if you level up certain jobs, it'll give you the job skills, right? But it also unlocks universal skills for that job. So there will always be one or two skills. Like
something you can carry.
So there will always be one or two skills in one job set that will carry over to any other job.
That's what... Wait, Dragon Quest does that.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So you level up a job to about level 30.
Okay.
And then you get all of the... And then you get all of the skills for that job. And then any subsequent levels are just stats. So what I did is that I leveled up as many jobs as I could to level 30, and then I picked one, and I leveled it up to 99. So I was decked out. I'm maxed out for all my party members.
Got it.
It turns out after you beat that, they're like, oh, man. So you beat it. Man, that's so fantastic. I can't believe you beat it. Good for you. Good for you, man. Good job. But also, I was lying. If you now enter this dungeon from the back entrance, you have unlocked the true final Millennium Tower.
Oh, I see how this works.
And the recommended levels for this is level 99, job level 90.
Oh, so you get to do a lot of grinding.
Yeah, so I did it. I went into the dungeon. I hit the enemy once.
Yep.
And then the two enemies got two turns in a row, or one turn in, like one after the other. And they both attacked my main character and two-shotted him.
Oh, wow.
And then I was dead on the first mob.
Not good enough.
So there's definitely going to be some strats. I need a designated healer, 100%.
Yep.
There's just one. Yeah, there's one girl in my party who I've just relegated her to healer.
Mm.
And I just give her the idol class, and that's it. That's all she does is heal. The true final dungeon, hard as fuck. Oh my god. Every enemy is harder than any enemy you face subsequently.
That bad, huh?
It's brutal. It's fucking brutal.
Damn, homie.
So yeah.
Damn.
Been doing that. It's pretty good, but I just needed a break, so I played Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, okay.
Borrowed that from you. I got to... What did I get? I just got Force Push.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I freed the Wookiees, basically. Yeah. And I got into an AT-AT.
Oh, yeah.
I Nathan Drake myself into an AT-AT.
Yeah, that part's fun.
This game is really fun, but there's a lot of stuff about it where I'm just confused at certain decisions.
Like what?
Like their decision to keep it a T-rated game. So there's certain parts of the game, like the AT-AT sequence is like a perfect example of this.
Oh.
I break into the AT-AT.
Yeah.
Brutally murder the fuck out of every single person.
Yeah.
As a Jedi. Like, I'm just cutting people in half.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
Going for it.
Yeah.
And then I get to the two pilots in the front of the AT-AT.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't got helmets on.
And I just... No, they do have helmets on.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I just bonk their heads together like it's a fucking Looney Tunes show.
Yeah.
And they get knocked out. And I'm like, what is happening? Just lightsaber them. You didn't have any problem murdering the other 20 people before them. Like, what's going on with this?
Yeah, but that's Star Wars.
I guess. Like maybe that's why I don't like Star Wars.
Like, Star Wars always has like this weird goofiness about it, right?
Yeah.
Especially the original trilogy. Yeah, it's very goofy.
For sure. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, just to see the goofiness firsthand, like I personally murdered the fuck out of these people, but like, then when it's a cutscene, it's just like bonk.
Like I won't deny that, because like that's probably the one part of Star Wars that's always annoyed me too.
Yeah,
like, it's got this level of goofiness that's like, it just, it's almost like plot armor. Like it's like they use it when they,
it's raiding armor.
Yeah, and it's like huh, yeah. But also it's Star Wars, right? And I don't think. Could you imagine a Star Wars with an M rating?
Like, that sounds awesome.
Like, I don't think it would fly.
That was basically episode 3. Like, episode 3, like, oh, I cut off all of your limbs and left you in a volcano.
But that was still PG-13.
And that's so crazy.
There's no blood.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, instantly cauterized. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, any sort of limb taking off with your lightsaber is strictly monsters, never humans.
Of course.
There's just a lot of weird stuff. And then, when it comes to the gameplay, this game is doing so many things.
It needs to.
I don't know if it needs to.
You're a Jedi. It needs to. You got to be doing everything.
You got the wall running. You have all this like crazy platforming. You have the Nathan Drake climbing. But then on top of that, you have Dark Souls style level design where it's, here's the checkpoint. Pick away. Oh, you went the wrong way. Here's a level 20 enemy. Get fucked.
Yes.
Kind of mechanic.
Yes.
But then like, the gameplay is a bit deeper than Dark Souls, but not deep enough to be, like, a good character action game.
Nope. We're good.
Here's the dialogue combos.
It's good.
I don't... Like, they want you to be... I feel like they want to be a lot of different things, but then never settle on one thing.
I think your perspective here is you want it to be one specific thing.
I think it would be better if it was one specific thing.
I don't think so. I think that what makes this game great is that it gives you a little bit of everything.
Maybe I'll get that once I get more of the powers.
Because, like, if this game became suddenly, oh shit, now it's Devil May Cry, I think that would make it worse.
Oh, I'm not even saying, like, make it Devil May Cry.
Okay, right? If it was, like, God of War,
yeah.
I think that would make it worse.
Because I think those are pretty much the same games here.
Except no, because that, but God of War is just action.
Yeah.
This game is more than that.
The thing God of War cuts out is the Nathan Drake climbing. Like, it doesn't have that sense of exploration. Right?
Right. And I think that's what makes this game more fun.
I just look at it, and I look at so many different examples that have done almost everything better. And I'm like, just steal.
Yeah, but the reason they do it better is because they're laser focused on that one aspect.
Yeah, I get God. I still think God of War is a perfect example.
The argument you're making is Jack of Trades.
Yeah.
Versus the man who's just mastered the one ability.
Yeah, but there's a thing where it's like, when you make the God of War comparison, I think of God of War. I think those new God of Wars, or the new God of War, is a Jack of All Trades game.
I guess so.
Because it still has the checkpoints, it has the open world exploration, it has all these different side quests. You can customize your armor, your axe. It basically does everything.
Does the new God of War have, like, the same level of exploration?
You can go anywhere in, like, that boat. Like, you played it.
No, I know, but I mean, like, in the same... Oh, I mean, sorry. The same sort of, like, type of platforming?
I wouldn't say it's the same type of platforming. No, because, like... it has the same style of exploration.
It felt like Gears of War... with exploration.
You definitely can roadie run with your axe.
Yes, yeah. That's what it felt like. Okay, yeah.
You're not wall running, but you're still climbing, you're still doing other stuff. Okay. It's not as fluid, because Kratos is a beefy boy.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... When I'm playing it so far, it's just like, oh, it's so close. It's so close to a lot of things. And I want it to be there. I want it to be there. And it's still good. I'm not saying it's a bad game by any means. Yeah. I just think it could be better. Wow. Right? And so hopefully, once I get more of the powers, there's still a lot of... I'm assuming there's still a lot of stuff I have to unlock. Because at the clip I've been going, I've been unlocking...
Do you have...
so much shit.
Double?
Ooh, I do.
Okay.
I do. Oh. Ooh, baby. Okay. Darth Maul, OP as fuck, man. Okay.
I was like, yeah, because you get that one pretty early if you do some exploring.
Because there's the red planet.
Yes.
And then that planet, it seems like that's the planet I'm going to keep having to go back to the more powers I unlock.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I got to a point there where I needed force push, and then I got it.
Yeah.
So I went there and I can go farther. And then it's like, oh, I can't jump this crevice. So I'm probably going to have to get some sort of Jedi super jump or whatever. And this is like, here's the Metroidvania level where you go back and it's like, oh, you have all the powers now. Go get bonus shit.
Have you fought the guys who have, like, the purple lightsabers? They wear all black?
The Jedi Hunters or whatever?
Sure, yeah.
There's the one scene where you fight one solo and I think he's like...
Oh, the sister?
Not the sister, no. The sister is on that planet.
Yes.
And she's just like, how dare you infiltrate our planet? Yes. Go, my boy toys.
Yes, yes.
Take him down.
Yeah.
I haven't fought her, but there was a super sick stormtrooper
that
had like a double-sided electric staff.
They're annoying to fight.
Yeah, kind of.
They're annoying.
There's a couple where I got them in like an animation lock where it's just like, oh, okay, I'm just going to counter you into oblivion.
There's some where like you encounter them on a bridge.
Yeah.
Throw them off. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, there was one guy who was basically had like laser Cali sticks.
Yeah,
and I was just like, "Oh, wait a minute! I don't have to play the game. I'm just gonna force slow you."
Yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah, it works.
It definitely works. So the exploration is really fun. I think I am having a decent amount of time with it. The more combos and like different button prompts I unlock, the more fun I am having with the game.
Yeah, I'll admit, like when you first start, I felt like, "Oh man, this is all you can do."
Yeah, I could just do square, square, square.
Yeah.
I can't even do square, 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 triangle. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But it's good. I like it. I'm definitely going to continue with it.
Okay.
The next one I've been doing is a game called Icy.
Icy.
It's a 2D character action. You are an android named Icy. And I guess if I had to explain this game, because I don't really know the story of it so far.
Yeah.
There's this guy named Judas, who is apparently the bad guy.
Judas.
Yeah. and you have to go defeat Judas to save some sort of cyber town.
Okay.
Right? But the main gimmick of this game is that it's like, if the, you remember the Stanley Parable?
Yeah.
You know how like in that game, every action you do, the narrator would say something about it and have like a quip. It's like, and then Stanley went left, and then you go right and you're like, and Stanley's a fucking idiot. Right? This game does that.
Oh.
But it's mixed with like Devil May Cry.
Oh.
Like 2D Devil May Cry.
Okay.
So every, basically at every instance of the game, there is probably an alternate path. And there are certain things you can do to trigger different narrator situations.
Okay.
And there are things you can do to trigger different endings.
Okay.
So one was, Icy realized that in order to get across this bridge, she had to press the button on the control panel to open the bridge, right? But in this game, when you're not in combat, you have infinite dash. And your dash keeps you airborne.
Infinite dash?
Indefinitely. Right? So you can fly, basically, by continuing to dash. And so if you just triple dash over the crevice, the narrator is like, what? How did you do that? Okay, hold on. And he tries to, like, rewrite, basically, what's happening.
Yeah.
Another one was, I kept ignoring his guidance information. He's like, and then you followed the arrow. And I was like, fuck you, I'm gonna go somewhere else. And it unlocked, or it got me to an area where I got to a bridge. And the bridge was like, see, look, there's a door here and it's closed. You can't make it. But I saw, like, as I was running, the door was slowly closing.
Mm-hmm.
So I exited, like, two areas back and then went back and I dashed through it. He's like, how did you make it here? And so there's a lot of different ways you can, like, fuck with the game. But the game is programmed to deal with that. And, and it gives you this, like, really true sense of exploration. And the way the character, the narrator goes to, like, fuck with you is pretty fun. I think I went in such a direction one where I went to an unfinished level of the game.
Oh.
And it was just, like, concept art drawings that I was wearing. And then he takes you into a room. Like, it loads up a command prompt.
Yeah.
Takes you into a room, and he's like, ah, so I see you don't like playing games. So here, I'm just going to show you how hard it is to make a game and guilt you into doing the instructions I say and stuff like that. So there's a lot of like meta stuff in it. But the gameplay is really fun too. You unlock more combos. It's very precise. If you dash just before an attack hits you, you can do like a slow-mo fucking anime weeaboo slash or whatever and stuff like that. It's super fun. Think it's like, it's pretty cheap. It's an indie game. I got it because I got the physical edition through Limited Run, and it just finally came in. I ordered it like in 2019 or some shit.
Wow.
Damn COVID. But it's really good. I think the original developer is Chinese. So I think the game's originally Chinese and they dubbed it and translated it for North American audiences.
That seems pretty cool.
But it's really good. If you're looking for something cheap, maybe it'll go on sale on like Steam sale or something. But Icey, it's pretty fun. And then it's just been multiplayer stuff. So with you, we played Halo Reach.
We did.
That was the first time I played Halo Reach.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a 360 game still.
Yeah.
But it runs at 60 frames, baby.
Dude, I maxed that shit. I was like, it still looks like a 360 game. I don't know what I was expecting, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, this game's old.
When you said that this game is the Power Rangers of Halo, and I was like, I did not realize how on the nose you were. it's basically what everyone who criticizes Forza for having too much friendship in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what they want. They want Halo Reach. They want just tragedy.
Yeah, they're like, what if we were the Power Rangers, but we all died?
Yeah, we'd be the best, right? And I guess sorry for spoilers on like a 10-year-old game at this point.
Yeah.
But it came out on the Master Chief Collection. Was the first time I played it. Like, Halo's good, man.
Halo is good. We should do 3, though.
I definitely want to do... I don't remember much of 3.
We should do 3 on Legendary.
We should do 2 on Legendary. No. 2's hard as fuck on Legendary.
I know. That's what I don't want to do. But if we have 4 people...
We can't do 4...
Oh, on Halo 2?
On Halo 2. We can only do 2 players on Halo 2.
But... Because I've never done 4 co-op.
Yeah, so. I'm down to do 4-player co-op on Legendary.
Yeah, that's the only way.
that's the thing too. We mowed through Halo Reach.
Yeah,
I
didn't realize how like easy it was once you add another body to that game.
What about two other bodies?
Yeah,
because we did. We beat it in like 6 hours, not even.
Yeah.
And I think the average playthrough of that game is like, what, 8 hours, 9 hours?
Yeah, yeah. The only one in that collection I haven't beaten is ODST.
Oh, really?
Which is ironic, because it's the only one with Nathan Fillion.
True. Yes. You love that, man.
I know.
So, yeah, I definitely want to go through all the Halo games still.
Yeah.
Halo's, it's good. I love how simple it is.
It is very simple.
It's just run and shoot.
Yeah.
There's no, like, side areas. There's no, like, collectibles.
Yeah, there's no like, what is it, magnetized cover systems.
Yeah,
there's
it's
no
just,
aim down sights.
I got a shield.
Yeah.
And I stole this enemy's rocket launcher.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm out of guns, but I got grenades.
But I got more guns, too. Yeah. Yeah, or like, oh, I needlered this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I threw 10 stickies on this
sticky
dude.
And then it's just, oh, man. I forgot that game had friendly fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were definitely stickied a couple times.
Oh, so I just, whatever.
The fucking time when you got the sword, and then Jake's like, wow, cool sword. Boom! Just blows you away.
I was like, oh, fuck.
It's like I'm 12 all over again. Yeah. Holy moly. But, man, Halo, it's just so good because it's so simple. And, yeah, I really like that story. The whole, our whole goal is awakening Master Chief. And,
yeah.
Like, this is the prequel to the whole franchise and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, we are the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
We're here for the White Ranger.
Exactly. But instead of fighting with him, we just sacrifice ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's good. I really liked it. And then the last one I've been playing is Warzone.
Call of Duty.
I've been playing Call of Duty for like the last 2 days. First match, baby.
Yes.
Got a Warzone. I won.
Wow.
I'm so good at this game. Wowza.
How do you find it?
I find it like Call of Duty.
It is Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's straight Call of Duty. The whole thing where, like, people don't go down instantly is kind of annoying. But
yeah,
I never...
it's weird. It is a call. It's like Call of Duty, but everyone has, like...
double the health.
Yeah, like, double Juggernaut on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, because it's, like, it's not any different. The only thing I would say that's different, really, is... that occasionally someone can run around a corner before you can kill them. Or I can run around a corner before you can kill me, right? But it being a BR, like, it's still a very basic BR.
Yeah.
It's just that Activision Blizzard has the ability to make a more satisfying game because their budget is infinite.
Yes.
Right? Like, all these guns sound super sick. Like, whenever you pick up a random gun and it has, like, a cool skin on it, you're like, oh, that looks so cool. Yeah. Everything sounds amazing.
Yes.
Right? Everything about this game is polished to the nines. And it's something that, like, something like Apex doesn't have.
Yeah.
And that's really it. And it's not even to say that I enjoy Warzone more. Right?
But don't you enjoy...
The gulag. I actually hate the gulag.
What?
Yeah.
But like, you're like almost dead, and then it's like, oh shit, I can come back.
But wait, I can come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, the gulag is a really interesting, I think actually I would like the gulag more, is if I wasn't playing with randoms.
What, you want 150 of your friends?
No, not 150, no, I'm not saying 150 of my friends. I'm saying that, like, I wish I was grouped with three other people, like my friends.
Like, oh, so you would have motivation to return.
Because the Call of Duty community is like second only to the League of Legends community on being toxic as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, anytime someone dies in the gulag and like can't come back, yo, bro, you're fucking shit. Couldn't even get out of the gulag, dog shit player. Like, I've had games where someone has had 8,000 money on them. And they can revive two people. And instead, they just, like, so what happened was I died, won the gulag, died again when I was coming down.
Yeah.
And instead of the last guy, instead of going to the buy zone and reviving two of us, he just quit. And then we lost. He was just like, you're dog shit, fuck you. And then he just DC'd.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, this community is insane.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. But I can't believe how many players they have.
A lot.
The amount of time it takes
to get
find
a match
is nothing.
It's instant.
Yeah, it's almost instant for 150 people.
Yeah, I know, and it's crazy because I guess it's only multiplied by the fact that it is cross-platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I only connected with console players.
But I mainly connect with console players too.
Yeah.
But I think the craziest thing is that they split that player base between five different modes.
Yeah.
They have the four different versions of the Battle Royale, and then they have Scavenge.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how many players do you have?
It's Call of Duty, man.
That's crazy.
Call of Duty.
They're making so much money, so much bank.
It's amazing.
And I can't tell if they're just lying to me, but in the store it says I can claim a free bundle.
Yeah.
But every time I go to the row where it's supposed to have the free bundle, nothing is free.
So the bundle is if you buy a game, you unlock stuff.
Ugh.
Like a bundle in Warzone. But what I didn't know is you can unlock guns for your loadout if you have
games. Like Black Ops and Modern Warfare exclusive shit. Yeah, and I was like,
wait, what?
Yeah, like, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. But that's the thing too, that's only for your loadout. Like all those guns are still on the field. Yeah. They're in the game.
Have you called your loadout? Like I thought that was a cool mechanic where like if you have enough money, you can just get your loadout.
Yeah. And that's the only way to get perks.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I was like, oh, that's kinda awesome.
The main thing is though, is like it's so difficult to get $10,000.
What are you talking about? You just open up $25,000 cash. What are you talking about?
True. And then the other one is like, it's like, unless I've been playing this game for hundreds and hundreds of hours, those loadouts are so hard to level up.
Oh, yeah.
Because for you to find your gun
in
the random bullshit is like impossible.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, so I got my loadout, but by the time I have 10,000 money, it's really just, okay, I killed two other people and the game's over. And I don't even get a level on that gun.
Yeah.
It's just like, bro.
Yeah.
What do I even do here?
Yeah.
It's Why tough. Do I even have this loadout?
It's tough. Yeah. But I mean, like, that's how the game is built, right? It's investment.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, you don't, like, this, again, it's like any other multiplayer game. Like, you kind of have to pick one multiplayer and stick with it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Especially with all these, like, season passes and battle passes and stuff like that. It is, you do not have enough time to play multiple BRs and, like, think you're gonna unlock everything.
Yeah, you gotta pick one and stick with it. So
but right now it's pretty fun. I think the mount system is fucking awesome.
Yes,
it's so good.
What other game had that
and nobody uses it?
What game had that before?
I want to say that's like Ghost Recon or something.
Is that. It or did Battlefield have it?
I didn't play any of the Battlefields past two. I played like three casually at my cousin's or maybe here, but I never really played anything past two.
Okay, because I know another game had it, and I remember really liking it, but I don't know what game it was.
But yeah, there's so many times where I'm in a firefight, and I'll just post on the side there, and people just are like, oh, I'm just going to be out in the open, because that's the only way I can shoot you. It's like, nah, bitch, I'm just going to... Like, you can't hit me. And I got better accuracy, you're dead.
Yep.
It's good, though. It's good.
That's good.
It's just been video games all week, and I think that's it. I was going to get my totally heterosexual Italian trading cards in. My JoJo Weiss Schwartz cards.
Oh.
But
the totally gay cards.
What are you talking about? Totally straight. They all have girlfriends.
Ah, yes, that's the one. That's the most memorable part of the anime.
Yeah, when...
Not when the men were licking each other.
No. It's not. Most definitely not.
It's when their girlfriends appeared.
Exactly.
Yes.
But they got delayed in the mail, so that kind of sucks. But here's hoping to the signed rare baby.
It is holiday season, you know.
So yeah, that's been my week. I got school next week.
And then that sucks.
All my free time is going down the drain.
That sucks, man.
I'm gonna try and enjoy while I can.
Is it a full semester?
It is a full semester.
Ooh, ouch! That sucks.
Just like last semester, full semester.
That sucks.
I got this one semester and then two classes in the summer, and I'm donezo.
Damn, man. That's life.
It's a good Frank Sinatra song.
I guess so.
I'll play it for you later.
I guess so. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's my week.
Yeah, cool. Next week we'll talk about some Monster Hunter updates. I'll let you guys know more about Cyberpunks. There's something I wanted to watch, but I can't remember.
I'm sure.
Probably Firefly.
Did you see there's a new like Lupin show coming out on Netflix?
Is there?
Yeah. But it's not like anime Lupin.
It's real life. Oh, real life.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Again, also not Lupin the anime. It's like the legend of Lupin, because he's like a story legend, right?
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
But they're making like a thief show. And it's all set in France. Everybody's speaking French.
That could be
fun. Looks pretty cool.
That could be cool.
Oh, that was the other thing I did. I watched every single Fast and the Furious movie over 2 days.
Oh, yes. Because heists is what linked Fast and the Furious. Not cars or racing.
No.
Because that's what that franchise
is. Because the franchise is just heists now. It is ocean cars.
Ugh.
So my friends, speaking of that marathon thing, had never seen any of the Fast and Furious movies.
How do you have that many friends and not one of them has seen at least one?
I think one of them has seen Tokyo Drift.
Okay, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
The best.
Your friends.
The best.
Of course.
But the rest of them, they'd never really watched any of the movies. And we watched all 8 of them.
Jesus.
We didn't watch Hobbs and Shaw because fuck that shit.
Good, good, good.
And they too were baffled by like how the show went from, yo, bro, we're stealing DVD players and street racing, to what if we like stole a safe in a police fucking thing? What if we had nuclear launch codes and we raced car, but Vin Diesel was bad?
Yes.
Right? They were so confused. it was unanimously decided that the dumbest moment in the franchise is when Vin Diesel jumps himself over 2 freeways to catch his girlfriend midair.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
In Fast 6 or whatever.
No, it was great.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. But it's the dumbest.
Except that it's great.
Except that it's fantastic.
Yes. Did they cry when Thing died?
When Han died?
No, sorry. Not when Thing died. When he drove off into the distance?
Oh, no, they didn't. They're like this... They actually didn't like his character.
Oh.
They thought he was annoying. They thought Brian was annoying.
Brian's the best.
And they wanted him out. And then when he wasn't in Fast 8, they're just like, finally.
Wow. How are you going to do him like that?
A close second for dumbest in the franchise was in Fast 8 when they shielded Vin Diesel with all their cars after the submarine blew up.
Yes.
That was also pretty dumb.
Yes.
Forgot about that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Wow. Was that also the movie where like they catch him in the middle of downtown and they try and stop him?
And they
like,
5-man harpoon him.
And he's like, nah, B, I'm Goku.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I will outcar you.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Yep, that's the one. Okay. That's the one.
Okay. Just making sure I got that straight. Yeah.
As that franchise went on, I started to realize like this is just soap opera for men.
Yes.
Right? Letty was dead, but then she came back, right? But she has amnesia.
And this next one, Han's really alive.
But Han's alive.
What?
They're just taking the young and the restless and they're putting it into like testosterone filled.
Like the real pull is if they get Brian back.
That would be, so that was the one conspiracy theory we had going where I'm saying right now that they faked his death.
No way.
They faked his death in real life.
Paul Walker.
They faked Paul
Walker. You know
how
much Paul Walker loves this franchise?
That's why he would do it. He would do it for the franchise.
Oh my goodness.
He killed off his own himself in real life. So they could, just when you thought I was out, they pull me back in.
I can't even.
What are they going to do for Fast 10? That's Fast 10.
That's a cruel, cruel joke.
But guess how many butts in the seats they get? All of them.
The most I can think of is they use his brother.
Yeah. And they do the CG shit?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that would be straight disrespectful.
Okay.
That would be straight. That's like, okay, we released Tupac's new album 20 years later.
They're in an unescapable bind. And in the distance, there's like the rogue, what does he drive? Skyline.
Yeah,
out there.
There's just a blue skyline.
Yeah, and it like helps them out. And you just see a silhouette and it drives off into the distance.
Oh, like, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, just some shit like that.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that one. Okay. But yeah, that's it. You heard it here first. Paul Walker's still alive.
Okay. This is all you. That's not me. That's not me.
Vince agrees.
No.
Paul Walker is still alive.
Man, that's exactly what I don't do, but okay. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. That's it.
Well, thanks for listening. See you guys next.